A succession of storms will be moving across the Midwest over the coming week that will likely lead to some flooding potential in the lower Ohio River Basin, at the same time leaving a portion of the western Corn Belt unaffected. The first storm system is that infamous event that we've been talking about all week long, developing in Texas today. That storm will lift to the northeast, but split into two pieces. One part of the storm will move off to Kansas and into Wisconsin, while the second part of the storm, which will be the main energy of the storm system, it will move to the Delta in the lower Ohio River Basin. That will occur as we finish out the work week as well. The storm system will likely produce anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to a couple of inches across part of the Delta and into portions of Illinois and Indiana. Texas will do much better than that. We'll see 1 to 3 inches of rain, some locally greater amounts in the east part of the state. But for hard red winter wheat country north of the Red River, we're not expecting to see nearly that much moisture. In fact, Kansas will see 1/10 to 6/10 of an inch of moisture, and very little, if any, moisture will occur in the northwest part of that state. We'll expect Colorado and Nebraska, as well as South Dakota, to do very poorly as well, staying basically dry. The second storm system that evolves out of this series will be forming in the Delta as we move into the weekend. That storm system will likely have potential of producing 1 to 2 inches of rain all by itself, and it will be producing that mostly from the Delta into the Ohio River Basin. Storm system will be followed by yet a third event that will occur in basically the same region, coming up out of the Delta and moving its way across the heart of the Midwest. We'll likely see another 1/2 to 2 inches of rain possible from that last system. So by the time we get to this point next week, some areas in the Delta and the lower Ohio River Basin will have seen 2 to 4 and local 5-inch plus amounts of rain. That is more than the region can handle, with the ground already being saturated, and flooding will be a possibility. Also, there will be a progression of cooling taking place as time moves along, and so there will be a higher potential for some snow to develop on the backside of the last storm system, which occurs during the early part of next week. There will be a very strong temperature contrast building up across the Midwest as we go into the weekend and the early part of next week, perhaps. We'll look for temperatures in the eastern Corn Belt to be in the 50s and 60s on Sunday afternoon, while temperatures in the northwestern part of the belt will be limited to the teens. We'll likely see the temperatures at night dropping below zero in parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and portions of Nebraska by the time we get to the early part of next week, raising the need for new snow cover across portions of the central plains, where some areas will become snow-free from warming over the next day or two. We'll expect to see the temperatures in the eastern Midwest to trend cooler as we move into next week. In fact, temperatures will be below average by the latter half of next week in most of the eastern portions of the Midwest. We'll look for some calmer weather to occur as we get deeper into the cold air, so perhaps the second week of the two-week outlook will be a drier one for a big part of the region. The one area that does poorly with precipitation over the next 7 days will be in Iowa, parts of eastern Minnesota, Wisconsin, as well as Nebraska. These areas will see little to no precipitation of much consequence, although it will not be completely dry in the region. Of course, these are the same areas that are drought-stricken today and need a significant amount of moisture before we get to spring. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.